Californian. Pray for them. He and Andrea are away in Ireland having hopefully a very good rest. So don't forget them. So there's no sermon. You'll be so disappointed. I know, I'm sorry about that, but I have got a thought for you. I have got a thought for you. And this is what it is. This is a lovely verse. I'd like us to read it together. And this I'm thinking about 2023. We turned over that page. We're now in the next chapter of our lives in time. Let's read this verse together. Whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Whatever you do, whatever, that has no boundaries. It's everything. Whatever you do, not me, whatever you do, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Whatever you do, do it for him. I'm going to read just a very short passage from Fruitfulness on the Front Line. Some of you may have read this before. And I'm just going to read this to you and then give you a thought, and then we'll be finished more or less, except for the last song. This is a story of someone that's written in this book. When my daughter Anna Marie was younger, we used to read a Bible story and pray before she went to sleep. And quite often, as you might expect, we'd pray the Lord's Prayer. And then one evening, when she was about 9, I suddenly began to wonder what some of those oh so familiar, oh so rich words might mean to a little girl of 9. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. It is a prayer that is global in its scope, that God's will would be done on earth as God's will is done in heaven. It's a prayer that says, your will be done in my church, in my local council, in my home group, in the swimming pool, in the Sunday school, in the soup kitchen, in the hospital, in the factory, in the queue at the checkout, etc., etc. Nothing is left out. But what could these words mean to a 9-year-old daughter? Not very much, I concluded. So, from time to time, we'd pray it differently. Your kingdom come, your will be done in my school, as in heaven. In my classroom, as in heaven. At my ballet class, as in heaven, etc., etc. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And in the bit of earth that you've placed me in my street, in my town, on my front line, God teaches us to pray this prayer and to live in ways that contribute to its fulfillment. Wherever you are, and I'll add, whatever you do. So just think about that. There's a little slide with a few things on it. Whatever you do, can you make a difference for the Lord Jesus in 2023? Can you be less selfish and more outgoing? Can you bring joy where maybe there's sadness? Can you bring beauty where there is ugliness? Can you bring peace and harmony where there is discord? Can you bring hope to people who are in despair? Emmanuel, it's not you on your own. God is with you. Commit your life to him for this year. None of us know this afternoon, let alone tomorrow or next week. But let's commit it to him. Let's be those Christians that shine for Jesus. Let's the Holy Spirit come into us and fill us and make us people who people want to be with because Jesus is in us. That we reflect him, that that glory that we will see one day face to face shines through us. No more miserable faces. I know life is not easy for some of us. I know that. I go through it too. Don't think I'm always bright and cheerful. Some of you know I'm not. But God is with me. He's not going to walk off tomorrow and say, Brian, you've had it. I'm sorry. He's not. He is with. Can you bring some joy, some beauty, some peace, some hope this year? Smile a bit more. Look out for other people a bit more. Do those sort of things. God is with us as we live for him in 2023. So let's say this again, all right? Whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all for the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Amen.